The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hot Shot Wizkids with Mike Klein, Jr. Mark Davila, and my fucking eyes are burning. I touched my eyes.
I told you not to put that hot sauce in there.
Oh my god! Like, you know what? Sometimes I'll, like, I didn't wash my hands, and then
gross.
I know. And then, you know, you touch the corner of your eye, maybe you got a little something in there, so you kind of just brush it away. But now I got like the oils from my hands and my eyes, and holy shit, my eyes burn. Now I have to like squint my eyes the entire episode.
You know what? My hand oils, they don't ever make my eyes burn.
This happens to me all the time. Well, plus, I haven't showered in like 2 days.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you telling people that?
Because I don't. Who cares?
How are you going to have sex with listeners if you're gross?
They like... Chicks don't care.
They don't?
Nah. So I stink a little. They like it. I'm getting all sweaty anyway. All on top of them grunting. They like it, pretty sure.
Oh.
I haven't got any complaints yet. Or any women, so there you go.
So, last week, somebody, I think it was a guy, I'm not sure, but we'll say
I didn't fuck a guy last week. I don't know where you heard
some gay, was in Tennessee, and he was going to, I don't know, he was at the dumpster for some reason, he found a box.
Dumpster diving.
And it was,
this is a box of pornography? Because didn't you tell the story yesterday?
And then he tried selling it to his, no. And in the box was a bunch of unopened letters to Taylor Swift.
Oh my
evidently,
god.
Evidently.
She doesn't even bother opening them. She just fucking dumps them in the trash.
Yeah, evidently her management was nearby there, and they're like, yeah, get rid of this shit.
Oh my god. Come on, Taylor. I thought you don't care about your fans at all. At all. You won't even do them the courtesy of maybe having like an assistant open them up?
What are you, Claire Danes? You Claire fucking Danes?
Oh my god.
Not writing back a young Mike Klein Jr.?
I thought you were going to call her clairvoyant. That's why she doesn't need to open them up. She just psychically sees inside. That's horrible, Taylor Swift. I thought you were better than that.
Well,
one, you don't like fucking, and two, you don't even open up your mail.
She said...
Horrible person.
She said that...
Let me guess before you say it. Is it some bullshit where it was a big mistake and she didn't know they did that?
Well, of course. It was her management, and it must have been thrown away by mistake.
Oh,
and
of course.
She reads all her letters.
I do, totally. Keep buying my shit. Yeah, no, I always do. I love my fans. Yeah. Bullshit nonsense. Yeah, believe you.
As a podcast, we open up every letter we get.
Listen, we've never gotten a letter. We don't have a mailing address, so you can't send us letters.
They can find us.
But if we did, oh my god, we would cherish it. You want to send us an email? Oh my god. The few emails we do get, this guy, he's so excited. Oh my god, Mark, we got an email. And he forwards it to me, and we both look at it and hold each other and cry. We love when we get stuff.
Then we get really nervous because, like, holy shit, someone's listening.
Yeah. We're not throwing it away. Delete. Don't even open it. Delete it. Fuck it. Who cares? The nerve of her.
Listen, ever since Claire Danes didn't write me back, I'm very sensitive to these sort of things.
You are. That's why you make a point. There's a little boy out there who's getting his heart broken as we speak. And, you know, we don't want to see that happen.
Exactly. Or a little girl. I guess, like, the envelopes have, like, sparklies on them and stickers.
Yeah, all these kids, all these dumb kids who are the ones buying your shit. And the thing is, they're so dumb, they'll keep buying it. They won't care that all their letters, that they're made with construction paper and Elmer's glue and sparkles are getting thrown in the trash immediately. They don't care. They're too dumb to know. Some people are too dumb to hate. Have you seen that?
Yep.
I'm not kidding. There's some people, you're just too... I know you don't hate people because you're too stupid to hate.
I never use the word hate.
I know. That's a strong word. I always think about that.
I don't care. The word's not strong enough.
No, I always think about it because my father gave me that advice when I was a little kid. And I always think it's how funny it is that it didn't stick for me. I said, I hate that. My father said, hey, hate's a strong word. You don't ever use that. Meanwhile, I fucking hate everything. I hate everyone.
What about, can I just put an H in the number 8?
Some people do that, which I like. Or a K in the number 8, like your name's Kate. I like that.
My license plate says IH8. U. The letter U.
some people might be too dumb to I knew it, but some people might be too dumb. I seen a license plate not that long ago. It took a little while before I could figure out what it said, but it says
I followed him for like 20 miles.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like a Scrabble. I'm like, I gotta work this out. I had scratch paper, but it's once you figure it out, it says the chosen one. So obviously, that's a religious nut driving that car.
No, well, yes, maybe, but there's
most likely
there is a chosen one's bicycle gang, motorcycle gang, in the area.
I hope it's a biker, but wouldn't he be riding his bike?
You know, that's the thing about being a biker gang.
You can't have a car?
Because I drive by sometimes the... there's this biker gang headquarters that I drive by sometimes. The chosen ones, actually. And I was always wondering...
Are there like two big Buffalo biker gangs?
I don't know, there's a few.
Are there?
The thing about it is, I'm always like, you live in a cold area, so what do you do in the winter? You're not much of a biker gang. Like, you're it's like, all right, we can go kick some ass, but we gotta wait till spring. Because I put my bike away.
I would be.
I already winterized my motorcycle. All right, we can't go out.
Can you put chains on your bike? That way you could drive through the snow. Do you have to be like a traveling biker gang? Listen, we got to go to the warm weather.
For the winter.
Yeah, because listen, we can't ride our bikes in the winter. Not really. Oh, you got to wait till a fluke warm day. Now I can take the bikes out.
You see a bunch of sedans pulling up. Like, what's going on? I don't know.
There's like 30 minivans just driving in a row. Like, is this a parade? I don't know what's happening.
They got their kids' car seat in the back. Like, I'm not really scared of you, dude. I know you got your leather jacket on, but...
Have you seen some of those guys? I'd still be scared. I don't care what kind of car you're driving. I see some fucking, you know,
big-ass
dude.
I mean, just because you buy a leather jacket and
okay,
a bike.
Well, listen, I have a leather jacket. I'm not tough. Even though I've said before, some people think I am. The thing is, they're not tough individually. That's why they're a biker gang. Gangs are tough. Individually, people are pussies, for the most part. There are some tough motherfuckers out there that they don't care if they're alone. They need to throw down. They will. They'll kick some ass. Or get their ass kicked.
Either way. If we got a couple bikes and we started hanging out at the bars they frequent,
no.
Do you think they're like asking us in?
No, I think you have to earn your way in. They're not going to say, look super cool. Come with us.
Like on TV, you always have to like beat the shit out of somebody. Or
do they do a lot of illegal shit? Because from what I know on TV, that's what I have to figure. But in reality, what if it's just dudes, like, they hang out and they drive their bikes?
All right. What is the point of being in the... It's more like a club, not a gang, too.
Yeah.
According to them. But yeah, what is the point? Say you're not a criminal enterprise. What the fuck are you doing?
You're hanging out.
So you pay your dues so we can buy this building with a bar. And every time I go by, the place is empty, so they're apparently never there.
Well, that's the thing. You want a hangout. Wouldn't you like a hangout? Let's say you had a bunch of friends or you wanted a bunch of friends.
I'll join the volunteer fire department.
Yeah, I hate volunteer firefighters.
My grandfather was a volunteer fireman, and they had a sweet like bar set up, and you could pour yourself some drinks. There were some chips to eat there. There was a big screen TV you could watch. It was great.
Okay, you know, the thing is, the ones who are actually serious about the firefighting,
I bet you those nerds that are firefighters, they take their white trash ladies there.
Well, I have no problem with the guys who actually do their shit. You're out there, you're helping people, you're fighting fires, but there are a shitload of people who join just because they're fucking losers and they want someplace to hang out.
And they want a friend.
Those guys I have no respect for, I do not like.
And they wear the radio, they love interrupting things, they're stupid, like,
oh boy, gotta go. Yeah.
Gotta call, I gotta leave class.
Listen, the chief got a new Blu-ray, we gotta go check that out.
They put a little... Like, some guys go all out and they have, like, this huge blue light on the top. Well, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, around here, the blue light means you're, like, a volunteer fire.
Which gives you no power whatsoever.
Yeah. Flash your light all you want. I'm not pulling over, asshole.
How many times have I been driving all of a sudden here? I'm like, what's going on? And the guy's got his light on. He's going 80 miles per hour down to 30. It's like, dude, fuck you. You can't do that.
Yeah. So what, you got a fucking light? You know, I could put a fucking pink light on the top of my car.
And by the way, how do fires ever get put out? Because how long does it take for someone to even get to the fire? Like, you're sitting at home. You're at least 10 minutes away from getting to the place.
Yeah, sorry.
Then you got to put your gear on and then get in the car. You got to wait for your other guys to get there. Like,
we
the fuck
need
is
a real fire department. Guys who are there full time. If we're relying on guys, I'm half hour away at the mall, and then with traffic, it's going to be a good hour before you can go put my fire out. What good are you?
You got guys mid-coitus you know, pulling out of their wives and running to the fire department.
Nude.
Sorry, I'm late. She was ovulating. We're trying to have kids.
Yeah. But you know what? Fuck them. I pretty much say fuck everyone because, you know, I'm not...
That's because you hate them and your father told you not to.
I know.
Your father also said to respect public servants.
He might have. I don't listen. That's my problem.
Your father had a lot of great advice. I remember you told me once he said it's always better to be safe than sorry.
I mean, he might have said that.
I tell you, you told me this once.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like he invented that phrase, or maybe he did. I don't know.
I don't know how long ago he said it, and I don't know when the phrase was invented, so he might have.
Better to be safe than sorry. I said it to myself sometimes when I...
You're about to fuck a chick with no condom?
When I hesitate to pull out of,
Exactly. You're about to pull out, and it's like, better be safe than sorry. No, pull out. Pull out.
No, I'm trying to pull out of a street.
Like, come on her stomach.
Like, I probably could make it if I gunned it, but better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
I go, Mark's father was right.
I'm fucking a chick on the street, and it's like, yeah, better pull out. Shit.
Shut up. That wasn't funny the first time you said it.
Chicks like it when I come inside, but...
All right. Hotshotwizkids.com. Call the number 716-220-8586.
Full subs, many subs.
Why are you yelling over the fucking phone number?
No, I said it on the tail end. Plus, you know what? We have this thing part of the whole process. When you listen to this show, there's a rewind button. Anything you want to listen to again in case you missed it, you can.
That number is 716-84... Wait.
No,
716-220-8586. That's 716-220-8586. Call now.
I know. That's good, huh? You're some kind of announcer or something?
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate. Or like, all right, you got a pen and paper? Yeah, okay. All right, here's the number. 716-220. Wait, 716-220? Okay. 8586. All right, read it back to me.
I'm not participating. I'm trying to end this fucking show.
Read it back to me.
HotshotWizKids.com.
That's not what I said, you fucking idiot.